Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to call you our Father. You created each of us. You made us in your image, and you have given us the gift of life, but also the gift of salvation. Today, as we have our rally day and we think about Sunday school and the ministry we have together in this place, we ask your blessing upon us. Lead, guide, and direct us to the power of that word alive in each of our lives. And so today, we need to talk about the little ones that you have placed into the very midst of each and every congregation. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, Wednesday we opened the school year. It was an exciting day as students and staff welcomed them. And we saw some familiar faces and we saw some new faces. The teachers have been spending a number of weeks in preparation for that day. And now here we are the next week celebrating the opening of Sunday school here at the church. Rally day, as we've always called it, and sometimes I think we forget. We should use that word. We're rallying our young people around God's Word. It was designed to teach children the lessons, the Bible, the doctrines of the church. I was thinking about that in preparation, Sunday school. And so I looked up some things about Sunday school, and one of the things I found was I wondered, when did we really sort of organize Sunday schools? Well, it was much earlier than I thought, because I thought Sunday school was more of an American tradition. Guess what? It's not. It began in the early 1700s, around 1736. You know where? In England, not in America. Okay? At that time, guess what children were doing? Working in factories. Can you imagine some of these little children up here having to go to work every day? That was the reality of the time. Children were working. And there was a man by the name of Robert Ricks, a newspaper man, who believed that it would be powerful and wonderful if children could be taught Christian principles when they went to their churches, when they worshiped their God. And in a world that was filled with a great deal of crime at the time, he was hoping it would reclaim some of them from a life of crime. Lutherans, especially those out of Germany and other parts of the world, came to America because they wanted the education of their children to be very important. And in fact, when many of our ancestors came from Saxony and other places in Germany, one of the first things they did when they started a congregation was to have a Sunday school and a day school, because they wanted children to be taught. They wanted children to grow in faith. It was a part of their parish ministry. And for those who could not attend the parochial school, it was an important time for them to gather on Sunday morning and learn those beautiful stories. How many of you remember your Sunday school days? Ah, well, some of you, boy, not for me. I thought a lot of hands would go up. Well, if you've been to Sunday school, you know it's a beautiful time, and it was a very rewarding time for me. Not for my teachers, but for me. I'm sorry, shouldn't have added that. In the 20th century, Sunday school became a fixture of almost every denomination in America. And it was based on the principle of teaching a child the ways of the Lord. Oh, we heard that in the Psalm, didn't we? We heard that in the Old Testament reading. Guess what? It's been going on a long time. Far longer than the Christian church even existed. We should be training up a child in the way in which he should go. And in Deuteronomy it says that. If you do that, if you train a child in the way he will go, it will come back to him. It's beautiful good news. Who are these little lambs? I am Jesus' little lamb, we sang. Well, what does that mean? Some of you don't look like lambs. Okay, none of you, I hope, look like lambs. But the reality is, we are all Jesus' children. Sunday school is important. You know what's just as important? Not that we have children in Sunday school, but we have a lot of you helping those children to grow in their faith relationship to their God. Jesus always intended for little children to come to him. Look at what it says in the Bible about that, how Jesus welcomed children. I am just thankful for every one of you who spends time with our little children in Sunday school. It's an important ministry in the life of the church. Because when you think about it, I titled my message, "What About the Little Ones?" Think about it. What about the little ones? What about the little ones growing up in this world? A world with a lot of insecurity. A world filled with lies. A world filled with lots of opinions. A world in which there's a lot of trouble. A world in which there's a lot of questions. Or if you really go through the cycle of life, you know what I loved about my family life ministry training was looking at that whole cycle of life. You know, when we begin the process of being born, we already begin the process of what? Dying. That's why we're placed into this world. We only have an extended time in this world. God grants each of us our days. And that cycle of life moves us from these little babies like are in the back of the church right now, one being just a few weeks old back there. Yeah, right there. See? Yeah. Thank you, Michael or Elmer. I love those illustrations. Yes. Anyway, right here, that we begin that process of educating our children, of training them. The cycle of life is very complex. And there are some of you, like this couple right up here, that's been married 71 years. Okay? Have you seen a few cycles in life? One or two. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what is it always about? The little ones, that we are growing as a people of God. For all of us sitting here this morning, this is an important day. Sunday school is about a ministry we do with the children that God has placed in our midst. Now, I know this is hard for you to believe, but I'm going to tell you this anyway. I was a very energetic child. You're laughing. There could have been some other words. I put energetic, but there were probably a few other words that some of my Sunday school teachers would have used. Okay? But what the beauty was that I had teachers who were persistent in trying to teach this unteachable child and loved me, even sometimes when I gave them a lot of grief. At my ordination, when I was ordained in the ministry, I was ordained in my home congregation. And guess what I had to hear from was some of those teachers who reminded me of who I was when I was a child. And you know what? To this very day, those people, those teachers, many of them now sainted, well, okay, almost all of them now sainted, were a gift from God to my life. They're a part of that journey of life. It is an interesting time to see Sunday school. And in my time in ministry, it is amazing to see how Sunday school has changed. But yet one of the persistent things is to know that there are people, lay people like all of you sitting here, who are willing to give the time to teach the children. I remember sitting with a lady on her deathbed and said, who said to me, "I spent 75 years of my life teaching children." Praise God. That's a long time. In the world in which we find ourselves, it's sad that Sunday school is not important as it once was. Part of that is not necessarily the fault of the church, but maybe a fault of our whole culture. If you really stop and think about it, it's easy to blame the parents. Sorry, don't just blame the parents. They're part of the problem. Because, you know what, their lives are so filled with so many things, they sometimes meet each other coming and going, and yes, they're taking one child here, one child there, one child there, and they're running around like a chicken with a head cut off. And then we try to put guilt on them for not doing good parenting. Or We have a lot of people sitting in the pew that says, yeah, Sunday school, that's fine, great. Somebody do it, but don't ask me. Why not you? Why not all of us being a part of educating our children? The world in which we live in, they need to hear about Jesus. Our families today are pulled in so many different directions, and they have to make choices as their children are growing. And yeah, sometimes people say, well, they made the wrong choice. Well, that's in your mind they made the wrong choice. They did it on the basis of the stress of the times. Work, schedules, life, family, all those things. We live in a rat race world. And sometimes we try to squeeze so much in, we don't get it all squeezed in. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be continuing to work to grow our Sunday schools. I would suspect that some of you here in worship may have even felt the pressure of joining us here for an hour today because of all the pressures you got going on in your life. You know what we should be saying is thank you. Thank you for taking the time to worship your God, because that's important. That's important in each and every one of our lives. Yes, those of you who are raising children right now, you probably feel the squeeze. Time is precious. You're overcommitted and you know it. And where do you find time? For just yourself. Or just as a husband and wife. Or just as a family. You know, it's interesting. One of the things I didn't get able to do as I was preparing, I ran out of time, was to see just how many times Jesus spoke about little children in the gospel. Oh, I can think of a number of them. How important were children in the life of his ministry as well? Remember, the disciples wanted to send them away. Don't bother Jesus with them. And he talked about put a child in the midst of them and said, this is what it's all about. This is ministry. In our text, Jesus says, so it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. That should be our goal as a congregation. That the children who come into our midst should be shared with, loved, and given the good news of what God has done for them. If a child is precious in the sight of the Lord, a child should be precious in every one of our eyes. In the baptismal rite that Mark wrote about, he put these words, and they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw it, he was indignant, and he said to them, let the little children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them up in his arms, and he blessed them, laying his hands on them. Some of you may see children's messages as sort of a waste of time. I never see a children's message a waste of time. I see it as an opportunity to be able to share with the children that God has given into our very midst. I love doing children's messages. I love being with the children. And that's what we all should want to do. Sometimes a child wants to say something or ask an important question for them. May not have nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's important to them. And sometimes you have their undivided attention. And sometimes they don't even want to be there. Let the little children come to me, Jesus says. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. I once had a parent say to me, I didn't get much out of worship today. And my response was, what did you put in worship today? Were you listening? Were you letting God speak to you? Or were you more concerned with the way pastor was dressed or what he said that you didn't like or whatever else? Do you ever think about worship as a work for each and every one of us? Sunday school is a work as people share the good news. Sunday school is a part of our ministry. Here, a child of God, learns of what God has done for him through Jesus Christ. Here they learn of God's love, not only for them, but for all people. This world is filled with people who God wants to be saved. And in a few moments, we're going to have some of those children come up here, and they're going to sing us a song. And you know what? They may not get every word right, but by Lord, they are praising God. And that's what it's all about. Today is the day to move kids to new classes, sometimes welcoming them for the first time. It's about welcoming children and about commissioning our teachers. And sometimes Sunday school gets lost in the numbers. Because Sunday school is about building relationships. And I hope in my time here you've learned that really anything we do is about building relationships. And if you're not in a relationship with your God and you're not in a relationship with one another, you need to be working on it. You need to be growing. The faith of a child is a powerful thing, powerful thing. Jesus said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all have the faith of a child? And sometimes I'm just blown away of the faith that I get from little children and their responses. Because sometimes that challenges my faith. So what about the little ones? They're very important. They're a very important part of our congregation. Just like the aging are very important part. There's no section of the congregation is not important. Every cycle of life is important because that is who we are as we live out our lives going through the various cycles of life. And it's beautiful to watch how all of that works. And for some of us who are in the twilight years of life, we can look back on all kinds of things and yet praise be to God who loved us in spite of some of the things we said or did. Praise be to God. Because every life sitting here this morning is precious in His eyes. And every one of these little children are a blessing, are a gift. And we should rejoice, not only today, but every day they're with us. In Jesus' name, amen.